Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website, www.stjamesleith.org.uk.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Men, sing with me, please.
Glory and gratitude and praise, these we offer to God.
Glory.
Together for Candlemas, Almighty and everlasting God, as your only begotten Son was presented and received in the temple, so may we welcome and proclaim him as the light of the nations and the glory of your people, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Please do sit. And the story of the presentation of the Lord takes place in the temple. And so we have this Psalm 84, about coming into God's dwelling place, which is what we believe this becomes when we gather together. So we're going to say Psalm 84, and we'll sing around about it.
In your sanctuary.
glory to God, source of all being, eternal life and Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
So let's hear the story. We'll stand for the Gospel.
For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God within us, for the word of God around us, thanks be to God. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God within us, for the word
The Gospel today is from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 40.
Glory to Christ our Saviour.
Then, when the days stipulated by Moses for purification were complete, they took him up to Jerusalem to offer him to God as commanded in God's law. Every male who opens the womb shall be a holy offering to God, and also to sacrifice the pair of doves or two young pigeons prescribed in God's law. In Jerusalem at the time, there was a man, Simeon by name, a good man, a man who lived in the prayerful expectancy of help for Israel. And the Holy Spirit was on him. The Holy Spirit had shown him that he would see the Messiah of God before he died. Led by the Spirit, he entered the temple. As the parents of the child Jesus brought him in to carry out the rituals of the law, Simeon took him into his arms and blessed God. God, you can now release your servant. Release me in peace as you promised. With my own eyes, I've seen your salvation. It's now out in the open for everyone to see, a God revealing light to the non-Jewish nations and of glory for your people Israel. Jesus' father and mother were speechless with surprise at these words. Simeon went on to bless them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child marks both the failure and the recovery of many in Israel. A figure misunderstood and contradicted, the pain of a sword thrust through you. But the rejection will force honesty as God reveals who they really are." Anna, the prophetess, was also there, a daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher. She was by now a very old woman. She had been married seven years and a widow for 84. She never left the temple area, worshipping night and day with her fastings and prayers. At the very time Simeon was praying, she showed up, broke into an anthem of praise to God, and talked about the child to all who were waiting expectantly for the freeing of Jerusalem. When they finished everything required by God and the law, they returned to Galilee and their own town, Nazareth. There, the child grew strong in body and wise in spirit, and the grace of God was on him. Give thanks to the Lord for his glorious gospel. Praise to Christ our Lord.
Amen.
we pray. Lord of light, we ask for your blessing on these candles. May their light shine in our homes as you shine in our hearts. In all that we say and all that we do, may our lives show your light to others. Amen.
God, for the story of Simeon and Anna and their faithful waiting. They always trusted that they would see the Christ before they died. Help us to live our lives trusting that you are there to lead us on, and that your light will shine on us and show us the way. Give us light, O Lord.
Light of Christ may shine throughout your world. May it shine in the dark places where there is fear and pain. May it shine on people being held captive and those involved in violence and war. May it shine on all peacemakers. Give us light, O Lord.
Pray for the sick and for the lonely and for those who grieve. May we be bearers of your light to all who suffer. We pray for those who have died, that they may be gathered into the eternal light of heaven. Give us light, O Lord.
Jo,
Lord, we ask you to give us the vision to see your love in the world in spite of human failings. Give us weak eyes for things of little worth, and eyes that are clear-sighted in all of your ways. Lead us in the ways of justice and of peace, that each may live for all, and all may care for each. Give us light, O Lord.
Joe.